Imagine having dinner on a driveway to set a table where usually a car is parked. When walking home from the university campus, I passed a house rented out to students. It was a mild evening, unusual for Ireland. Still, the students had moved their dining table to the sunny front of the house. They appropriated the space otherwise set aside for a car, turning it into a positive opportunity, not only for individual pleasure, but social interaction as well. I like that, and I would like to see more of that. So as an architect, I came to ask, how can design-led initiatives change suburbia? Welcome to AR4407. This is the Design Change Architecture elective. I'm Jan Froburg, your lecturer for this module. This podcast will introduce you to the Design Change project. You will find details on your assignments towards the end of this podcast. Primarily understood as a problem-setting exercise, this module does not aim at solving a particular given problem, but at framing a complex and puzzling situation and the role of the architect in that situation so that conceptual change is conceivable. In response to the condition of modernity, with its ever-increasing uncertainty and ambiguity, design is understood as a reflective practice, empowering students to operate successfully in such circumstances. Architectural electives provide a flexible framework to accommodate short-term research projects on a wide spectrum of issues and to allow students to pursue their own personal interests within architecture. The research will engage both interested professionals and architectural students in an exciting opportunity to demonstrate the capacity of architecture in a wider set of imminent and pressing questions. Design Change is a student research project that investigates the potential of design-led strategies to initiate change in suburban Ireland. Back to my initial question. How can design-led initiatives change suburbia? Concerned with estate living throughout Ireland in general, this investigation takes as its subject a suburban housing estate in close proximity to the University of Limerick campus. Housing estates like this one are commonplace and for the majority of the Irish population define the experience of their everyday life, yet they are sidelined by an architectural discourse that prefers to stay on the high ground of landmark buildings and profitable development. However, these estates are affected by change in their demographical composition and use of infrastructure, for instance. The way they're inhabited today is slightly different from what they were designed for, but little has changed in the physical layout. Your investigation, undertaken as part of this module, shall establish possible strategies for effecting change. You will identify planning instruments drawn from international precedents and propose a series of short and long-term interventions. As a group, you will synthesize a complex design strategy grounded in reflective practice. The estate of Milford Grange will serve as a setting. Here, we will link questions of architectural practice to potential for conceptual change. Our investigation will foreground issues of efficiency in the use of resources, such as land, energy, funding, and material, as well as sustainable infrastructure. The focus on initiative, effectiveness, and infrastructure allows the results of this module to inform follow-up projects. Because I'm critical of the top-down paradigm of master planning, this module will take a discursive approach. Planning professionals predominantly think of themselves as technical experts. Their assumed authority is based on a consensus about the ends of development. Once this consensus breaks down, the role of the professional needs to be renegotiated. Design, as a reflective practice, offers a way to reconcile conflicting objectives and to open up potential for conceptual change. One aim of this module is to establish a catalogue of effective and possibly innovative planning instruments, with a primary interest in design-led interventions that can initiate change. Your study of international precedents shall provide informative input. Conscious of the architect's contested role in a downturn economy, the objective is to deliver a convincing argument for the professional and, more importantly, the creative contribution designers can make. Some more details on this module. This elective will be delivered in an intense workshop format. Your work will focus on case studies, architectural scenarios, and design strategies. Like with all other electives, you have 2 weeks to work on this project. All coursework has to be completed within this time frame. Apart from this podcast, this module is studio-based and relies on your active participation. We will review and discuss your contributions together in class. A two-part assignment is to be submitted at the end of the second elective session. It will be assessed in terms of research and concept, complexity and resolution, response to reference and feedback, and presentation. Quality in the work submitted is more highly regarded than quantity. Valuable and continued contribution to the class will be given extra credit. I've uploaded the module brief to the module's site. Details on submissions and deadlines are included there. In our next session, we will discuss the impact architects, designers, and planners can make. How can cities help save the future? Please follow the link to the TED Talk by Alex Steffen. He shows some cool neighborhood-based green projects that expand our access to things we want and need. From his talk, which are the issues we should focus our attention on? Please share your thoughts on the Design Change discussion forum.